This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. That's his clinic where he practices, where you can actually find him other than him being on the radio here. And joining us, both Ken and I this week, is one of the members of his staff at Lake Cardiology. Kristen Casey is a member of the staff and working with Ken for 10 or 12 years. And she has a pretty amazing story with regard to COVID. So Ken wanted to have her tell the story. Ken, I'll let you introduce her. But this, for all of those of you who have had experiences with COVID, or for people who haven't had an experience with COVID, this is a lesson for all of you, for all of us, as far as that's concerned. So let's, Ken, introduce Kristen. What does she do for you? And as much background as you want to give us to get into this story.
Sure. We've been dealing with COVID-19 for over 2 years now, and we are all ready to get our lives back. And we need to start living our lives again. And in order to do this, we need in our minds to be, in my opinion, triply vaccinated. But part of that deals with natural immunity. And you get credit for natural immunity if you haven't been vaccinated. And one of the wonderful people who work with me at Lake Cardiology for over a decade is an incredibly well-trained, Yale-trained PAs. We love our PAs that work with us as
PAs, a physician's assistant. Yes, is that what?
Correct.
How we exactly define them? Yeah, okay.
Yep. Exactly. They work with us as associates, taking care of patients independently with us, alongside us, and they're important part of the care team, especially in cardiology. And I'd like you to listen to the intelligent, charming, pleasant Kristen Casey. She will tell her family story. She has shared it with me. She has a wonderful family. As a member of our team, we've seen many of them grow up, and she'll talk to you about her experience dealing with COVID-19 herself. And then also what happened over Thanksgiving. And I don't want to take any away from...
Well, how many people on your staff? You have, what, 22 on the staff at Lake Cardiology? Something
like that? Under.
Okay.
Under.
So how many of your staff, beside Kristen, have a story that involves COVID themselves, that they've had it themselves or that the people in their family have had it? How has it affected your operation at Lake Cardiology, in fact?
Well, we have followed CDC guidelines from the beginning. We have been open from the beginning. We haven't closed at all because of COVID. We've been there. We've introduced telehealth. Kristen and I, as an assistance through COVID, we still insist on people being masked. Everyone who comes in being masked. We give out our opinions about vaccines, and Kristen will share you, I'm sure, with everybody her opinion. I give out my opinion, and we have had pretty good success rate. Kristen has had COVID-19, and whenever anybody has had COVID-19 in the office, they've been out. They haven't exposed anybody. We're very careful about all this, and we screen people before they even come in, employees before they start working. And we've had one other employee. I guess we've had two, right, Kristen, that work for Lake Cardiology that have had, we don't want to give out anyone's HIPAAs right now. Kristen's agreed to give away her HIPAA, but I guess we've had two people at Lake Cardiology, right, Kristen, who've had, COVID-19, including yourself.
Yeah, yes,
that's
correct,
and that's actually a pretty good percentage. You know,
yeah,
you think
bad.
About it, how
10%.
Many people are having COVID-19 still today. 100,000 Americans every day right now are coming down with a diagnosis of COVID-19. It's truly amazing. 800,000 Americans have already died. 1,200 Americans a day die from COVID-19 today. See, when you think about it, imagine if there was a story, Doug, where 1,200 people died yesterday. It'd be on the front page of the papers. But still, we're seeing 1,200 deaths a day of COVID-19, and we're seeing 100,000 new cases a day of COVID-19 in America.
And of those, how many have been vaccinated and how many have not been vaccinated? I think that's the $24 question, isn't it? Really?
Well, it is, but I think the goal with vaccination right now is to keep you alive and avoid severe disease. Severe disease is defined in COVID-19 as requiring hospitalization. Your oxygen tension goes below a good level. You need oxygen and you need admission to the hospital. The goal with vaccination, Doug, is not to have zero disease. You're never going to have that with a vaccination. But the goal is avoiding death and avoiding severe disease, and this is where we're so good with vaccinations or with natural immunity, and that's the story for today that Kristen will let us all know about.
All right, so I'm going to, so we're going to have to interrupt the story. I'm going to take a moment or two for a couple of commercials now, and then we're going to have, hopefully, Kristen be uninterrupted telling her story as she goes through her personal and family experience with COVID as an employee of Ken's. This is DJV Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Calitrin is a works in progress. That's what they'll tell you when you go to toploss.com, something that you have to sort of stay with in order to enjoy the value of the success that you feel. Calitrin, I'm often asked, works how? What's the secret to support weight loss? Well, it's really a pretty simple, complex compound put together by a doctor and three nurses about 24, 25 years ago. But when you go to toploss.com, you can get the story behind the story, because I can't tell you the story in just a minute, but you can get the story for yourself, hopefully with the intrigue that I set into your mind. There's a green button on the homepage at toploss.com. You can read all about how Calitrin works for weight loss and keeping the weight off. And right now they have their 12 days of Christmas special. They're giving some of their product away. You can get the story behind the story at toploss.com on that one. The savings. And one of the great things, because we all know at Christmas time, we make decisions. Am I going to spend money for this or am I going to spend money for that? Well, if you want to be on the offensive, you want to keep the weight from being added, you want to get on the program now, but you don't have the money, all you have to do is ask for the after pay option when you decide how much you want to buy. And right now you can buy an equal number, so you buy 3 or 10 or whatever, you get an equal number without having to pay for it, and you can check out on the website the afterpay option. So special consideration at Christmas time from Calitrin, the only really successful product in the world that's all natural. You can see when you Google it a lot of comparisons to other weight loss products, but they're not all natural. This is the natural way, the healthy way, to get your health and keep your health. All right? Get to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Use the DJV code when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get these special deals, the Christmas special. Ask for it, check it all out, and figure out how this can work for you to make you healthier and happier at Christmas and in the new year.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Back with Dr. Ken and Kristen Casey, who's his PA at Lake Cardiology. So, Kristen, we've given you all of this build-up. We've given you this introduction. So why don't you tell us your story? Were you the first person in your family to get it?
Yes. So I was the first person in my family to get it. I am a married mom of four. I came down with COVID myself at the very end of June, early July of 2021. Shortly thereafter, all four of my children, along with my husband, all developed symptoms. We were tested. We were all positive. Thankfully, we were able to stay home. No one was hospitalized. The children's course was very mild. My husband and I, you know, our symptoms lasted around 8 or 9 days. And then thankfully we were able to return to normal after our quarantine period and go on with our normal life. Since that time, my husband and I have made sure to check our antibody levels just to really see our response to COVID-19 and make sure that there was still some natural immunity protection there. And thankfully, each time our antibody levels have remained very high. Because of this, he and I have not been vaccinated. I know that's a bit controversial. However, I feel strongly
especially that working for Ken, it's controversial.
Well, you know,
the key is her antibody levels, which she continues to measure. Are high.
Yep, yep. What does that mean, though? Let me take an aside here for a second. What does it actually mean? What is an antibody? And either you, Kristen, or Ken can answer that. What's the antibody? What's it supposed to be, the level supposed to be? And how do you get it measured?
Dr. Ken, I'd like for you to answer that. You have some great answers to that question.
Oh, sure. Well, we are all blessed with an immune system, which protects us from foreign organisms and bugs. And this system in our bodies is fairly sensitive. It's on all the time. And when foreign bodies or bugs enter us, it produces specific antibodies, proteins, which damage that foreign body and get it out of us and protect us. This protective system is amazing. It's specific, always on, and very effective. And has great memory. Once it sees a foreign body, it's locked and loaded and ready to unload and protect us. And unfortunately, this COVID-19 is a novel bug. Our bodies have never been exposed to it before. We don't have any natural immunity until we get infected. And the goal is with the vaccine is to make our body's immune system locked and loaded with torpedo antibodies to destroy the legs of the virus, if you will, these spike proteins, which attach in our nasal pathways to the so-called ACE inhibitors, ACE receptors. And then the other way is to get immune protection is by getting natural immunity. You get exposed to the bug, and then your immune system, after getting infected the first time, is locked and loaded and ready for the next infection.
All right. So then we'll pick it up there. So we're talking, the focus here, in part at least, is natural immunity to something like COVID. Kristen Casey from Ken's office, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology. You can reach him and the office at 352-735-1400.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and our special input this week comes from Kristen Casey, who's on Ken's staff. We're going to involve ourselves a little more deeply in what natural immunity really is. So you were going to you were measuring things when we had to pause for a moment there, Ken.
Yeah, so after you're exposed the first time to COVID-19, your body makes antibodies, or after you get the vaccine, your body starts making antibodies, and you can measure your levels because they don't stay up forever. After about 6 months, usually with either natural immunity from getting exposed to COVID-19 or from getting vaccination immunity, it usually declines with the first and second shot after about 6 months, and we're still learning how long the booster's going to last. The booster's looking really good, like it may last a lot longer than 6 months, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that it will. Triple vaccination is looking like it may provide some sustained level, but we're still learning all about that. And to make this a little more complicated, there is more available immunity from the bodies besides these protein antibodies that the body makes. I don't want to get too much into the weed, Doug, but there's memory T cells, there's memory B cells that we're not yet routinely measuring. So we do have this one level of measuring protein antibodies that we can measure with the blood test. So as long as those are up, we know you have some immunity. But even if those are down, you may have memory immunity. So this whole area of immune response, to those who are really smart about all this, we know it's more complicated than what we're discussing. But at the clinical, at the practical level now, all we can do is measure these proteins right now. I think in a few months from now, we're going to be more sophisticated in our abilities to assess who's actually protected, who is not going to get COVID-19, but this is the best we can do on the prevention antibody measurement side. So at least if you have a measurable amount of antibody to the spike protein of the COVID-19, you know you have some protection.
All right. So with that explanation, Kristen, let's get back to your family and your story and what happened. You've told us about you and your husband getting it. You hadn't had shots and the children got it. And so you had your immunity gauged, if you will, or measured. So where do we go from there with the story?
So from that point on, we recently traveled for Thanksgiving to visit my family up north. And as luck would have it, the day before Thanksgiving, we were enjoying a great dinner together. The person beside me, who happened to be a young, vaccinated, middle 20 aged woman, had a few symptoms of just a mild cold. The next day, she called us to say that her symptoms had worsened and she wasn't feeling well, and as time would have it, she tested positive for COVID. So myself, my family, my children, we were all very exposed as we were with her for many hours of that day, you know, eating dinner beside each other, playing games. Of course, we were all concerned on how we would, how our natural immunity would hold up. The rest of my family that was at that table, ranging from ages 51 up to 85, were all vaccinated. And over the next week, the majority of those folks that were vaccinated did end up testing positive for COVID. They do have mild symptoms, and they are all recovering. However, the point of this is that my family, meaning my husband, myself, and my children, who were unvaccinated and simply still are relying on our natural immunity, never tested positive for COVID, nor did we experience any symptoms of COVID. So to me, that shows that there is a huge role for natural immunity, since we all experienced the same exposure, and those of us who were, in fact, you know, showing signs of natural immunity were able to overcome this without any symptoms.
All right, let's hold that thought as we continue another half hour of this conversation. Kristen Casey will be an important part of it as we continue in the next half hour of...
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a tornado travels across four states, ending in western Kentucky, the Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says,
"We will make it through this. We will rebuild. We are strong, resilient people."
But it appears this one tornado that began back near Monette, Arkansas, struck a direct hit on the town of Mayfield in Kentucky. The storm chaser, Brett Adair, was on hand and told Fox News
that the general scope is just so massive,
in terms of the damage that you know this was a higher-end, destructive, and possibly deadly tornado that moved through here.
With First Light, they're just starting to assess damage and casualties. The governor of Kentucky believes at least 50 people will have died in his state. The Blue Origin rocket with Michael Strahan aboard still set for liftoff this morning from West Texas. And this is USA Radio News. There's a chance coronavirus booster shots may be required for Department of Defense workers, as Press Secretary John Kirby has told reporters. Leaders are having, quote, active discussions about whether or not to make them mandatory. The CDC recently recommended booster shots for all adults in light of the Omicron variant. Bob Dole made a last appearance at the World War II Memorial on D.C.'s National Mall on Friday when his casket was transported there after a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. The late Senate Majority Leader was a decorated veteran of the Second World War. Speaking at the World War II Memorial, actor Tom Hanks said of Dole,
"To appreciate the life and the accomplishments of Bob Dole, simply look around at where we have gathered today at this National Memorial to the Americans who gave their lives for the common good."
Bob Dole died last weekend. He was 98. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back we are with DJV Health, Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and his physician assistant, his PA, is Kristen Casey. We're talking about her family's experience. We're explaining natural immunity versus getting the shots and that sort of thing. So you told us the story about your family. This was over Thanksgiving weekend, so it's pretty recent. And it sounds like you have recovered well from it. But the lessons here, and when you said you recovered well, I think you were talking about you and your husband, but the children, they're okay too, right?
Right. So none of us experienced any symptoms. And when I say recovered well, I was speaking to the family that did, in fact, test positive for COVID following our Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Those were the vaccinated folks. And again, thankfully, I do strongly believe that vaccines provide the protection, as Dr. Kronhaus mentioned, from severe disease, and none of them experienced severe disease. The point was just that they, in fact, did test positive and did show symptoms, whereas those of us with the natural immunity did not.
So under the circumstances, I guess we're interested in the lessons here. What do we need to know? Shots, getting the shots. I've gone along with Ken, gotten all of my shots. Do you talk to people and folks ask you whether you, even if they don't know your story, when they come into the office, they say, okay, Ms. Casey, should we get our shots? And what are you telling them? What have you told them?
So when I'm asked that question, I absolutely encourage them to be vaccinated. We all need some type of protection against COVID-19. My big take is that I feel that there should be a role that is recognized from natural immunity in this. So if a patient wants to know my opinion, I absolutely encourage them to be vaccinated and make sure that they have some type of protection against this virus.
All right. So at the end of the day,
go ahead, Ken.
Can I ask Kristen to just point out to listeners,
give us the big picture scorecard. How many people were at this dinner? How many people were vaccinated? How many people were never vaccinated but had the natural immunity?
So there were 12 at dinner. Six of them had been vaccinated, and the six of us, being myself, my husband, and my four children, had the natural immunity. The six of them that were vaccinated did, in fact, have the symptoms of COVID and tested positive. The rest of us did not.
All right. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, under the circumstances?
It's been amazing. And, you know, you calculate the statisticians among us calculating a P-score there. Those are pretty significant numbers.
So are you sorry, Kristen, that you didn't get shots before? Do you think that might have changed how all of this, never mind the other people that were around you, but you yourself and your family?
When I was in the throes of COVID and I was pretty ill, I did at that point think I should have done this.
Mm-hmm.
The matter of timing that I did not do this. It's unfortunate to say the least. But when I was sick, yes, I wish I had been vaccinated. At this point, though, as long as I follow my immunity through blood tests, I feel comfortable saying that it's still working for me to hopefully be able to fight off this virus, just like what was demonstrated a few weeks ago.
How often do you get tested? Kristen, you do it in your office there, I'm guessing, right?
So I don't. I actually just go to one of the local labs, and I've been testing myself once a month, just more so because I enjoy following that and understanding what's going on. And interestingly enough, my antibody levels seem to be climbing each month versus declining. And so I will continue to watch that over time. And if I start to see that they decline or that they're no longer evident, then I absolutely will reconsider my vaccination status.
So under the circumstances, I don't want to belabor this, but when I think about the idea of children getting vaccinated versus adults, now we are down to, 5 years old, youngsters who are five get a limited amount of the vaccine. Are your children vaccinated? You and your husband get vaccinated. Did you vaccinate your children?
I haven't because, again, I have found that they continue to have antibodies as well. I have not tested them monthly, but I did have them tested 3 months after their active infection, and they all four showed antibodies, including the baby up into the teenager.
So does this tell us that if you, the parents, have this natural immunity, that it's passed on genetically? Is that what we're kind of getting out of this, Ken? That the
it's passed on because they were all exposed. Kristen came back from a softball tournament in Colorado. One of her daughters was exposed to the same person, and then they all exposed everybody else. Most people, even healthcare workers, most people get exposed to COVID at home. This is an indoor virus. When you're outside, you have nothing to worry about. This is an indoor virus. And my recommendation is, if you don't know the vaccination status or the antibody status of the people you're indoors with, you need to wear a mask. And if you know that everybody's vaccinated, everybody has antibodies, you're okay without a mask. But indoors is when you're going to get it. The two people in my office who have gotten COVID, they got it at home with their families. And that's how most people, even in healthcare, because we're very careful and taking precautions, but then we don't have the mask. We're indoors around people who we don't know their vaccination status.
Well, this is an interesting story. So what do you want us to take away from this? What are people who may have the same circumstance? Maybe, as I said, that's why I asked you to explain how easy or not it is to get these tests to know whether you have natural immunity or not, and then to make decisions from there. What do we do in that score, that department?
Well, I'll give my feeling, and I'm eager to hear Kristen's. I think the Israelis are the smartest about all this. And in Israel, in order for you to go to an indoor event with other people there, you need to show that you're triply vaccinated, but you get credit. You get 1 point. One of those threes could be natural immunity, and they value equally natural immunity. And I think, I don't understand why, but I think here in America, there's less of a value placed on natural immunity.
Yeah. All right. And Kristen, what final words do you have for us on this?
Well, just to mirror what Dr. Kronhaus said, I do believe there is a role for natural immunity, and my situation demonstrated that, that we were able to ward off the virus after being exposed because our antibody levels showed that. So, again, I'm not saying do not get a vaccine because I do feel that you need to have some type of immunity, and if vaccination is the route, then please do that. But there should be some role for those of us who have had the virus and are still showing the antibodies for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess that's good news for a lot of people. I know some folks that I work with have had it, and they still show the antibodies. And so, but I don't think it hurts anything to get a vaccine. And I think that's kind of part of the message here as well.
You may not want to be getting the three vaccines because what Kristen is concerned about, you know, in medicine, we very rarely vaccinate people after they've had the disease. If you think about other things, how we use vaccines. So there is this concern that you will overreact. There's this concern that, you know, this might
hurt you. Is that the takeaway, or will it hurt you if you get the vaccine?
It's a concern that your immune system might overreact and do damage to normal tissue in the body, and that's the concern of those who are measuring antibodies and holding back from the vaccine, but carefully watching their antibody levels. And there's no total agreement about this because it's a new disease, Doug. The consensus is one and done for those who've had natural immunity. A lot of us agree.
Would that include the Johnson & Johnson, which is a one and done anyway?
Well, that's a different story. I'm talking about the mRNA.
mRNA. Just
people away
Pfizer
from
and Moderna.
Pfizer and Moderna. If you've had the Johnson & Johnson, then you need a month later the booster. But I think we're really pushing people to one of the mRNAs, either the Moderna or the Pfizer. And if you've had natural immunity, it's one and done. You get 1 point for the natural immunity. And then 6 months later, you should be getting boosted.
Kristen, very nice to meet you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Good thing that you've worked this out and have had the ability to share these stories with people. I'm sure you've done it with folks in the office and your friends. So continued health to you, and I'm glad you're working for Ken. And when I come down in January, I'll make sure you and I have a continuing conversation. That would be
fantastic.
A good thing.
Yeah, okay, good thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Sure. No problem
Great
at all.
Job, Dr. Kristen.
Dr. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments here on DJV Health. The holiday shopping rush is upon us. And the folks at MyPillow are keeping a close eye on the supply chain because all of their products, they're talking about their competitors, because most of the stuff that you find, pillows and sheets and other competitive products, are not made in America. So there are back orders, there are delayed shipping, there is a concern if you order these things for Christmas, will you get them or not? There is no concern at MyPillow whatsoever because everything is made in America. All the products are in stock. So if you go to the MyPillow product catalog that you can get to online, you see all these things in page after page after page of the products that are produced in their factory in Minnesota, and you know that you can depend on them being delivered in time. They're making sure Christmas isn't canceled for you. Legendary MyPillow sheets. Slippers, robes, sweaters, and pajamas, and all kinds of things that are in there. You can buy them now using the DJV discount code at 30 to 65% off. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special page. In the box, you put DJV, and you get the deals like I was just talking about. Buy one, get one free with the Giza Dream Sheets. Lowest prices on premium MyPillows that they've ever offered. So for all of those special deals, go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more. Whew. Last minute deals delivered right on time. It's the biggest deals of December. So get more because you save more with eBay's one day only last minute deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills are the major driver of financial anxiety and disruption for families nationwide. As of January 1, 2022, the No Surprises Act will protect patients from surprise bills from unanticipated out-of-network care. Nancy Brown, CEO of the American Heart Association.
A patient facing a medical emergency should only have to focus on their immediate medical needs, not on whether they'll be able to afford care not covered. The No Surprises Act is a major step toward protecting families from surprise bills that can cause a financial crisis.
Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, president of the American Heart Association.
Starting in January, patients will receive protections from surprise medical bills for treatments or tests they expected to be covered by insurance. Let's urge Washington to implement tough rules and strong enforcement of the No Surprises Act.
Join the national campaign to stop surprise bills, texting SURPRISE to 46839.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Up next with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, questions for Dr. Ken. Don't forget our weekly podcast as well. All the DJV Health podcasts are available at djvhealthshow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious. Extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken. And a lot of them this week, we seem to have a surge or resurgence in interest in COVID because of Omicron. You know, Ken, what I've called it Omicron. I've used all kinds of silly things to refer to it. I understand, or at least this question that I'm wrapped about here, is about the not just Omicron and Delta, but the virus itself. Somebody's concerned that it attacks fatty tissue first. There's been some research on that. What do you know about the virus, and if you're fatter, you're going to be more likely to get it?
Well, we know since the beginning with the original strain, one of the big risk factors for severe COVID-19 is obesity. So there is some relationship here. But just to reassure everybody about Omicron, so far it looks like it's a lot more transmissible, but it looks like it's a lot less lethal, minimal disease. And I think there's some hope here because remember how the great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, ended. There were no vaccines then, there were no therapeutics then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. So the worldwide natural immunity occurred, and then the Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, that killed more people than World War I, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
I've seen some stats suggesting by the end of 2022, it's a memory, it's gonzo. See you later, alligator. All right, so now let's stick with Omicron because there's another question here about mental health. The Surgeon General has warned this week of mental health challenges, especially when it comes to young people. So why would that be? Is it the worry about it? Is it there's some impact psychologically or actually physically because of COVID-19? Or is it just the fact that the news media has totally blown most of it out of proportion and scared everybody?
All the above, Doug, but you take 2 years out of one's life, and the proportion to a younger person's life is much greater than you and me. And this has a impact in the young folks when they're evolving their lives, trying to figure out where they're headed, and suddenly they've lost 2 years. So it has had a great impact, and this virus has affected us all, how we interact, and I think it's taken a huge toll on the young folks.
You look at the mental health challenges young people have anyway because of their wrapping themselves around the devices, which in my opinion are the most dangerous things to come down the pike ever. This is just, and it affects your mental health and well-being more than anything else for all kinds of reasons. But certainly this Surgeon General notation here about the pandemic and the anxiety, the depression, other mental health concerns, not only with young people, but the whole population is, as someone put it, exhausted. We're sick of this. And so we have the news media trying to scare us again, and some people wanting to shut businesses down, which we never should have done in the first place anyway. But dealing with this, should companies offer mental health options for people who kind of want to work their way through this? Or how do we deal, maybe that's the better question, with the mental health issues here from not only the variants, but the original COVID?
Well, getting assistance is always a good idea if you're having trouble coping. But just a good, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, getting sleep. But also, let me give you a quick pathway to get your life back. And that is, don't worry about COVID when you're outside. You're fine. Sitting at the beach, you're not going to get COVID. Being outside, you're not going to get COVID. So go live your life. Stay outside if you can. But if you're indoors with vaccinated people or people who have adequate immunity, don't worry about it. But if you don't know the vaccination status of the people around you, just put a mask on and then go live your life.
167,000 children in our country lost a parent or a caregiver because of this, the COVID situation. And a lot of those,
500 Americans, Doug, have died.
Yeah. So there's a lot of help that's necessary, I suppose, or would be nice. This is the time of year when you like to help people. And if you know someone who has suffered with COVID, maybe they've lost their job or their health, whatever it is, perhaps helping them at this time of the year when we are so generous anyway. But there are all kinds of causes, but the COVID thing, getting us back to normal and helping families perhaps might be on the top of the chain, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, reach out to him, connect with him, have an appointment with him, 352-735-1400. It's 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.